This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about finding a way to say no, boundary setting at the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, toxic person, whoever, learning to protect yourself against narcissistic people. So I say this all the time, y'all. I know if you listen to me a lot, you watch my videos a lot, you know I say this all the time. You will learn more about somebody by saying no to them than you ever will by being a yes man or a yes woman to them, or a yes non-binary person. You will find out way more about people. You will find out everything you need to know about somebody when you say no to them. Find a way to say no. Stop saying yes to them. I know people get so scared to lose people. You don't want this person. But if you're afraid to lose somebody because you say no to them, that's a red flag, not just for that person, but for yourself and who you are as a person, who you are as a human being. If you are scared to say no to somebody, if I say no to them, they're going to leave me. Listen to that. Say that out loud, because like I said this in another video, self-awareness helps regardless of who you are. Being self-aware of who you are helps you out. It will. I'm self-aware of my narcissistic personality disorder, and it helps me live a better life. You can be self-aware of being an empath, a codependent, self-aware yes man, or self-aware yes woman. Self-awareness will help you. I promise you it will. Because being self-aware of who you are can help you. It will just help you out. If you're afraid to say no to somebody that you like, you really like this person, and you're afraid to say no to them, I don't really want to do it, but if I say no, they'll leave me. I don't really want to go to this place, but if I say no, they'll leave me. I don't really want to do this, but if I say no, they'll leave me. I don't really want them to meet their parents 1 week into the relationship, but if I say no, they're going to leave me. What the hell? Listen to that, y'all. And narcissists like to move fast. So saying no, they don't want you to say no. They want to throw so many decisions at you. They want to take up all your time, effort, and energy early in the relationship that we don't give you a chance to say no. Find a way to say no. Can I clap the cheeks tonight? No. Y'all know how to sneak that in there. I always have to sneak it in. I'm joking. But literally, find a way to say no, because saying no to people teaches you way more about people than saying yes to them consistently. If they're just consistently expecting you to say yes, the narcissists don't want to negotiate with you. They don't want to do it. We don't want to negotiate with you. We don't want to do all this type of stuff with you. We just want you to say yes. We want you to do what we want you to do because we want you to do it. Not necessarily because you want to do it, because we want you to do it. Like literally, that's it right there. I get so many people I talk to just like, how do I spot a narcissist in the beginning of a relationship? Say no to them. Find a way to say no. Set a boundary. A boundary is not going home with them on the first night. A boundary is not going home with them in the first month. A boundary is not inviting them to your house in the first month. A boundary is not agreeing not to meet your parents 2 weeks into the relationship. Set a boundary. I'm not comfortable with that. No, I'm not comfortable with it. That's a boundary. You can say no, because we're going to push it upon you. Like, as a narcissist, if you say no to me, it's going to frustrate me. And that's like I tell people, a narcissist love and affection, it's conditional. Like our love and affection, they come with conditions attached to them. Strings are attached to our love and affection and things like that. Strings are superior. Like strings are seriously attached to our love, affection, everything like that. So if you say no, we cut the string. Typically, we cut the string. Some people can outlast one no, but some people, one no is enough to get them to leave you alone. They'll change on you. You can tell the tone of their text message will change to you. They'll go from "Good morning, beautiful, my beautiful queen, goddess that was blessed on this earth to take care of me, to be there, and to my future mother, my children." It'll go from that to morning or nothing. Morning, hey, thumbs up. They'll send you a sun. They'll send you an emoji of the sun and stuff like that. You can just say no to them. Find a raisin in the sun. Find a reason to say no to them. Like, and you don't have to like necessarily find a reason. Say no. Like, if they do something that you don't want to do, or say, hey, put me, hey, I know we only been together for 2 weeks, but I need you to co-sign for this car. What? No. No. Hey, you want to meet my kids? I know we just met yesterday. No. Like, and another boundary is, like, you know, narcissists, we like to move quickly. We'll tell you we love you really, really quick. We'll say I love you really, really quickly. Don't say it back. Say you're not there yet. That's setting a boundary. It's like, hey, look, I appreciate you loving me. But I'm not there yet. We've only been knowing each other for 2 weeks. I know we've only been knowing each other for 2 weeks, but like, you know, like, I feel it. You don't feel it? Tell me you feel it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You feel it. I feel it. You should feel it too. If you somehow say yes to that, that's coercion. That's coercing you to say you love them. Say no, you're not in love there. You're not there yet. Be stand in your truth, y'all. You have to. If you are not able to stand in your truth and not say tell somebody that you don't love them early on, you're going to get taken advantage of. And I know a lot of people are going to agree with this sentiment and agree with this video right here, because you know that you should have said no in the beginning of a relationship. You know you should have said no. You know a no should have been squeezed in there somewhere, and you would have found out a lot about that person. No will teach, saying no will teach you more about somebody than saying yes ever will. It just will. Say no, set a boundary. You're not comfortable meeting their kids 3 days into the relationship. You're not comfortable letting them live with you 1 month in. You're not comfortable letting them live with you 2 weeks in. You're not comfortable letting them drive your car. Like, good God almighty. Set a damn boundary, y'all. Y'all get me so goddamn mad. Like, I know you're like, oh, Lee, you took the Lord's name in vain. I said, G-O-T, goddamn. Like, oh my goodness. Like, y'all get on my nerves with this for real, y'all. Say no. Nobody should be living with you in 2 weeks. You shouldn't be living with them in 2 weeks. You should not be doing it. That's stupid. That's ridiculously stupid. Like, you know, Lee, you just got me. That's rude, Lee. What if it's true love? Was Anna in true love with Was Anna in love with Hans? Was that true love? No. In the end, he almost had what he wanted, and he almost let her die of frostbite or whatever she had. The magical illness that caused her heart to freeze over. You see that? That is not true love. You should not be living with somebody in 2 weeks. You don't know him. Yo, there's been studies done, old studies. I need to find a new study. Google how long it takes to get to know someone. There are studies out there for you. Google the person you're dating with. Like, get there, like, hey, what's your full name so I can Google your ass? If they don't want to give you their full name, that's a red flag. That's a boundary. Hey, what's your full name? If it's a hood dude, you know, give you a street name, or, you know, it's hood dude, or, you know, somebody from the backwoods, they give you a street name or a country name. My name Pee Wee. You know, my name Lil Mook. Something like that. Like, what the hell? No. No. Manny. Manny Fresh. No. Give me your real name. Google these people. Google will tell you more about people than they will too. Google, oh damn, you got a long record, don't you? Oh, I was going to tell you about that. I don't like to tell people about my domestic violence assault record on the first date. Of course you don't. Why would you? Are you going to domestically violence assault me? I know I just butchered that word, but are you going to assault me? No. You're different. I love you. What? You got three charges against three different women. No. But you sometimes y'all maybe he's changed from doing his 10-year bid in jail. No. He's angry at the world. 10 years? Took away his freedom for 10 years. You think he's changed? You think he's happy? No. Google these people, y'all. Set some damn boundaries in yourself. Y'all just look, you be willy-nilly setting yourselves up to look stupid. You set yourselves up to look stupid. And we, as narcissists, we don't care if you look stupid. That's you. We didn't ask you to look stupid. You made yourself look stupid. You should have asked those questions. We asked you all the questions, didn't we? We apply pressure. We asked you all the questions. We vetted you really, really quick. 3 weeks in, I love you. You don't love, even if you don't love me, you're scared to lose me. So you say it back. Hey, here's my son 2 weeks into the relationship. Hey, here's my parents. Where can I meet your parents too? Hey, let's move in together. I know it's only been 60 days. But let's move in together. What? We asked you those questions. Why can't you ask us those questions back? Why can't you make yourself feel comfortable? You make yourself feel so uncomfortable for damn love. It makes you look stupid. Be uncomfortable for love. Love should not be uncomfortable. I'm a narcissist and I know that, Lee. You don't know what love is. But I know love should make you uncomfortable and make you look stupid. Love should not have you losing friends and family and looking ridiculously stupid out here. It just should not. Love is just blah, 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 blah. You can't love, Lee. You don't understand. Like, sometimes we're going to feel stupid when you love somebody. Yeah, you're going to look stupid. You shouldn't feel stupid when you love somebody. That just should not be one of them. I don't know. Like, Webster's Dictionary... Webster's Dictionary definition of love does not have "you should look stupid" in it. It does not have that on there. It does not. That's not part of the definition right there. Looking stupid at love, adjective, looking stupid. That's not part of it. Set a boundary, because the narcissist is going to try to violate every single boundary you have really, really quickly, or smooth talk you out of it with a little smile or some cheek clapping or something like that. Look, I know you said you wouldn't want to. I know you said you didn't want to pay my rent this month, but like, go ahead and bend over for me real quick. I got something for you. I'm gonna show you how to pay it. I'm gonna show you why you need to pay my rent. And you bend over and you get your cheeks clapped. Stop. And then you pay the rent. Then you babysit their kids you don't know. Like, stop, y'all. Come on, please, y'all. Take care of yourself. Please. Find a way to say no. Saying no teaches you more about somebody than saying yes ever will. I promise you it does. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Got to hit the road today. I'm thankful for all of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And you know, if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, y'all get a little few extra seconds. Hit that 5 stars for me. Give me a good rating. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Say no to people, y'all. Don't say no to me. Don't say no to this narcissist. Say no to the other ones. All right. Peace.